by Black Ribbon Society presents the Black Ribbon Bike Hour, show numero 7.
I'll have the sweet baby gnome on the cob with goat hork.
Wisconsin, it's Black Ribbon Radio Hour with your host, Kip Winklefong. Tonight's guests include 80s action star Dolph Lundgren, the exhumed corpse of Zsa Zsa Gabor, and the talking orangutan and also juggles chainsaws. Tonight's music is by Dick Tickle and his magical unicorn orchestra. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Gomez! Thanks, Dick.
My name isn't Dick.
But, you said Dick Tickle, so I thought you had a new stage name, or maybe you went and legally changed your name to Dick Tickle. Like, great name for a pickle company. Dick Tickle's Pickles? Tickles sweet baby gherkins.
That's right. We're back with lucky show number 7, and in honor of gnomes and table games, we'll be playing dice games throughout tonight's gala radio broadcast. Back from his black lung convention in Paducah, Kentucky, please give a warm welcome to the latest member of our broadcast team, Evan, south of heaven, Larson.
Well, hello, children. It's so good to be back and not swinging from my death hammock, which had me strung up for the whole fucking month of July. I missed you all, as I'm sure you missed me. Maybe, probably not. Whatever. I'm here for the next 8 bells, and across the labyrinth of wires and communication equipment, I'd like to introduce to you all the one who needs a one-to-one with the Dark Lord, our satanic host with access to a coast, Crazy Chris Daisy.
Bush, thank you very much. Most of my time is spent changing dirty inner tubes and sacrificing goats for the Black Ribbon barbecues.
Crazy.
Haha. But every once in a while I get to tease our surprise guest. How should I tease him? Haha. You're wearing shitty 70s headphones. We'll leave it at that.
Hey, I just got a text from Ernesto. He's still not coming. Fat Bike Radio is brought to you by Surly Bikes. And tonight's show is brought to us by the Surly Moloco Handlebar. Along with its matching Surly Bike Purse. The Moloco possesses enough hand positions to satisfy the goddess Vishnu. And the matching handbag comes in handy for a night out in the town. And comes in an elegant deep space black.
Learn more about bikes, parts, gold earrings, and delicious waterfowl recipes at surlybikes.com.
You're listening to Fat Bike Radio, and I'm not, and Norm can't hear what we're saying. But up next, we better fix that, because...
Hey, you just blew the surprise guest. Not literally, but...
The night is young, and we're going to break. But when we come back...
Let's get this man some real headphones.
It's a super fabulous Norm with a G.
Oh,
see you later, after this.
We'll be back after this! Damn it!
You are tuned to the Black Ribbon Bike Hour on Fat Bike Radio. Imam Veliki Ružičas Kurac.
Black Ribbon Radio presents the OG of the bunch, one of the Dark Lords himself. You know him as Gnorm.
Wow, that was good. That was a good comeback from break.
We winged that motherfucker, didn't we?
Woo! We're back from break, and I'm scrolling. Let's click at sublight and set a course for the edge of the universe, because I hear there's a place that mixes up the best paying galactic cargo blasters, and I'm feeling parched.
Bar at the end of the universe, you say? I'm pretty sure that's in Portland, and they closed. But while we're on the way, I would like to reflect on a few things that I was pondering. For one...
Holy shit! We're officially boarded! Woo! Sound the alarm! Who is that? How did he find us?
How the hell did he find us?
Oh my god!
My god, it's the man who's burned every bridge this side of the Mississippi... The man who can piss off your wife faster than your girlfriend. The one who single-handedly built more backwoods single-track than all of Imba. The one who's ridden more miles than you today. The disgraced former president of the Chicago BBR chapter. The original single-speeder. The short-stack maniac, Mr. Because I Am Norm fucking Hansen.
Welcome, Norm. Welcome aboard.
Norm, how you doing?
Norm is here today to enlighten us, to provide education, and to provide us with some insight of why people just can't follow simple fucking instructions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, the first thing is, when I open up the package, I throw the instructions away.
There you go. There you go.
So we should provide some background that is actual factual, as opposed to the fantasy that we've spun here. Norm is a veteran of... Do you actually know the number of shops? Do you have, like, notches on a belt somewhere? Or,
oh, I thought there was going to be a question like this, and I forgot.
You forgot to count!
Like 5 on Northwest Highway.
5 shops on Northwest
That's
Highway.
That's one road. In a very busy suburban sprawl.
Roll the dice. What does it come up with?
Oh. 10.
10 shops.
So are we going to multiply it by the next
10 to
number?
The power of 3, maybe.
Well, that's just in Cook County.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
so then should we narrow it down to states? How many states have you worked in?
Oh, just 2.
Just 2. All right, see? Just 2.
Yes. Yeah, that's nothing. 2.
No.
That's easy. It's the number 2.
So let's go right into a lightning round with you. I'm going to give you some bicycle things, and I just want you to tell me the first thing that pops into your head.
Okay.
Our sponsor, Surly Bikes.
Love them.
See, that was the
softball.
That was the softball right there.
That's an easy answer. I love
Fixies.
I used to love them.
Then I had to kill them.
Well, the thing is, you got to remember that you can't stop pedaling. And sometimes you forget, you know. The next thing you know, you're over the handlebars. So... It doesn't look good when you're on a ride.
All right.
Yeah.
How about clowns?
That's a funny thing we're talking about clowns. I remember this one time there was this clown college.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
And I hung around with a lot of clowns back then. And they all had clown names, but I can't remember what the hell mine was.
I forgot about the clown names. But I do remember
it didn't last
buying.
Long, but it was fun when it lasted.
I do remember owning that that URL, clowncollege.com.
About a guy today that had a... I was talking to this guy I knew that had a single-speed Manchester.
I know that guy, probably.
I think you were the one that I was talking about.
Oh.
Nope.
So... Well,
and that's where it started.
Yeah.
You know?
The whole 4Q thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, our guests don't know any of this. So, maybe... We need to ask Norm. We need to get Byron on the phone to ask Norm a question.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. So you didn't know it was going to be like, this is your life.
Yeah.
Norm.
Here's the phone
hook. I had a nightmare the other night.
Yeah.
That I thought of. Been a lot of having a lot of stupid nightmares. Oh, there.
How about
paper going one way?
Carbon fiber. How do you feel about carbon fiber?
I bet you have carbon fiber seat posts and bars.
I have one carbon fiber fork and several posts and handlebars.
But no frames?
No
full,
frames.
Full bikes?
No.
Did you see that? Did you happen to see that fine looking?
You see these? So when a guy wears these, he should not be
just
riding
for the listener that's
but
listening.
Underwear?
He's lifting his leg.
Oh, okay.
Metal.
Yeah.
He's got metal socks.
Metal socks. Yeah. That's the secret, folks.
Twin Six makes titanium bicycles, though.
I know. It's metal. How is that, huh? That was pretty good. Ask me about titanium.
Titanium.
Is it ringing?
Let's throw that out there.
You can just push that, and then.
So I sold a bunch of light speeds. We were like top 25 light speed dealer over here.
Yep.
In Arlington Heights, and
It says you have no service.
Son of a bitch.
We're sorry, folks. We're dealing with a little technical phone difficulties, but in the meantime, we're talking to Norm about titanium.
Yeah. We're on a spaceship. What can we do?
Continue.
We have service. So anyways, they squeaked at the bottom bracket. So I didn't want to ride around with a squeaky bottom bracket. So that's why I never probably bought Ty, but I've ridden some Ty bikes, and I love the ride of that bike, but I can't afford it.
Yeah, it is a very expensive proposition to go with a titanium frame.
I never
pulled the trigger myself either.
My one, dream, would be to have a fat Thai bike made in America.
Who would
I'd like to throw that in there too?
Who's your fantasy builder? Just punch it in.
You know what? I used to like Vanilla Cycles, but.
Uh-huh.
They don't do a lot of fat bikes. I'll have to say Retrotech.
Ooh.
Remember that Retrotech at Indy North?
Yeah, you know who owns that bike now? Kurt Barclay.
He
from 45 North owns it. I just found that out.
That was the one that got
saddle drive we were talking about it.
That purple cream bike.
Nice.
It had wood.
Oh, I hear there's there. Oh, hang on.
I heard something.
Wait a second.
Hello?
Am I patching him in now?
Byron, are you there?
I heard him.
Byron.
All right, let's take a quick break and let's get this shit sorted out. We'll be right back with Black Ribbon Radio.
And now a message from Flip the Gnome.
Yeah, next time you get off your bike and get off the trail and peel off your stupid spandex and decide to take a piss, try not to hit my fucking house.
You've been listening to a message from Flip the Gnome.
Hey, we figured out our technical issue and we have Bike Black Ribbon Chicago chapter member Byron on the phone, and he has a probing question for Norms Hansen. Welcome to the show.
Wow, I wasn't prepared for that.
me neither.
What exactly were you prepared for? did you think you were coming on like America's Got Talent?
I thought I was going to sing or something. You know?
All right. Well, what's your talent and belt it out.
I'd rather give Norm Hansen a probing question.
Is your wife there? Maybe we should talk to her.
Let's not go there now.
Jesus. I bet you
Norm in the room?
Yeah, Norm's here. He's all mic'd up.
Norm's mic'd up.
Norm, you made the drive.
It wasn't pretty, but I made it.
Here's my probing question for Norm. Besides today, when was the last time you drove a car?
Let me see. Where did I take my mother yesterday? I think we got a haircut. You know, I drove to Zion the other day, and
we went for a beach ride.
I went for a beach ride and
birthday.
It was the Zion
official theme song.
Oh my god! I didn't know you guys had one. Wow!
You know, it's the Zion plug music.
So riding to Zion was the longest that I've ridden in a while, or drove, I should say.
You know, it's crazy. Beth said, "Oh, that was a hard ride," and just a couple of days before this, she took me out to Camp Rock, and there's big hills there, like, rode my ass, where I was, like, dying by the end. I was in, like, completely dogging it, just going, like, catching up to her.
Well, I brought a single speed like I thought that'd be a good idea. Yeah. I brought a single speed like I thought that was going to be a good idea.
Yeah, not a good idea. Well, unless you, I saw, I think I was like, oh, he doesn't have like a 20 or a 22 on there. So that's not good.
Well, I rode it once and no wonder it seemed okay.
Yeah, it was pretty soft. She said that ride was hard. And I was just like,
it was kind of hard. Sand was pretty damn brutal.
See, here's the thing.
It's you know, happy birthday, Gomez, but it's a little early for a beach ride.
Well, we were trying to be summertime cool guys and ride with our shirts off.
Dude, those parking lots were fucking packed.
Byron, if you would have seen the describe it, Chris, because I didn't see it.
You know, the sand dunes are shaped in certain ways down there that you can get away with certain things that you might not be able to get away with in normal viewing public, and so different types of things go on there. Not that they're wrong, but when you happen to come up on a sand ridge trail and see those neon dick covers or whatever those were.
See,
I never saw anything like that. I was like, wow!
I thought those were new. I thought those were just Bontrager arm warmers.
Well, kind of, but smaller.
That's what I was talking about. You had mentioned some revolutionary South of France Dizzle covers.
Well, that was one of my ideas for product design was the Balzaclava.
Balzaclava.
Something that cradles your entire junk in, you know, inversed sheepskin or something like that, where it's nice and fluffy and warm. And then the guys up in Eagle, Alaska, and places way north don't risk losing their manberries to frostbite. Balls. Fucking A, right? I mean, it's probably no concern.
Basically, you missed, you know, any beach.
General Chicago beach ride. I'm kind of glad I didn't catch up to you guys right away with my 15-month-old.
Well, anything bad or nefarious going on. It was just like very limited clothing options. Or, I mean, you know, very small amount of coverage. But hey, man, to each his own. It's all good. You had to be on a fat bike to see it. That's the point.
There you go.
Boom. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. Cousin.
The things that your fat bike can do for you. Or
I don't know. I take my shirt off and people run away. So
they just go home.
Do you have any other probing questions for any member of our on-air staff? Either Evan, myself, your weird Uncle Gomez, Crazy Chris Daisy, or the G-Norm?
I tell you, man, I want to know how it feels to be 58, Uncle G.
should we have written some questions down for you? How does it feel? Well,
wait. I thought you were going to be asking me questions.
Really? No.
What's your name?
That's not how our interview process works here.
What is your name?
Black Ribbon.
Yeah, it was like supposed to be this whole Peyton Place thing where you call in and you're like, Norm, I can't believe you are still, you're on the Black Ribbon Bike Hour. Aren't you supposed to be on double secret probation for evil acts against the Queen? Something like that.
That sounds just pretty double? Harsh to me. I don't know.
I'm feeling pretty good now.
Man, just are doubles. You medicated? What? How many different prescriptions are you mixing right now?
And scotch. I am mixing Valley Joe and Maker's Mark.
You didn't look at that eclipse yesterday with Oakley's, did you?
I looked at it with dollar sunglasses. Yeah.
Did
I
you?
Had a
did
right
you?
After.
Oh boy. Well, it could be just like Johnson's baby powder. You can probably sue him in a couple of years.
Yeah, that might be true.
Yeah.
All right, Byron, you may be breaking up.
No, he's not.
Painfully awkward phone call. Can't quite get through.
What do you think, guys? Byron, worst guest we've ever
had. Let me ask him a question.
Come on.
Oh, Chris is...
Where did you ride with
your... You were soft on Satan.
Yes, we have to talk about that, Chris.
Oh, okay, I'm all sorry. Right. I'll swear allegiance.
Hey, where did you ride the other day and you went the wrong way? You wrong 50, Byron.
I was down with Kevin. We did a very long crushed limestone ride. Prairie Pass, Fox River Trail. Had a lot of fun.
And you took a left instead of a right?
We went... straight instead of turn right.
Oh, never go straight, go forward.
We always go forward. That's one thing Norm taught.
So, Byron, are you going to attend the thing that we used to call Gnome Fest this year?
You know, I don't think I am. I have a big work week after it, unfortunately. Huh. So I don't think I'm going to make it, and I'm kind of sad.
That was it from Byron. Don't go to Gnome Fest. Boom!
Don't start crying.
Bye-bye, Byron.
You still there?
Hi, Chihuahua.
Oh, is he really gone?
Norm's looking for him.
Check his phone.
Where'd he go? So.
Yeah. I mean, no wonder. No wonder you're out as president of the BBR Chicago with members like that. I won't even go to Gnome Fest.
Well.
Joe took over. It was a bloodless coup.
Yeah. Oh. Is he back?
Not like the French Revolution, where heads...
If you'd like to start your own chapter and eventually get backstabbed, please email us at... blackribbon.bike.
Here's a hint.
You know
Gomez
what?
Asked you if you're going to the thing that we used to call Gnome Fest or anything to do with gnomes. You just say yes. Yes, Gomez.
Well,
then do whatever you want.
You had me lost when you said there was no Smurfs or something. And like, okay, you know, like, I'm not invited.
Smurf-free?
Smurfing's illegal. Yeah. No, in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah. In Wisconsin, you... Well, you can't...
Hold this and watch... You know, hold my beer and watch this, okay? We're in Wisconsin. Don't tell me where I am.
All right, I think we're going to have to wrap up this segment. Don't you?
No.
Absolutely.
I think we should switch gears from Wisconsin to our Desert Dispatch out there.
Yeah.
Out west.
Yeah. Let's take a break.
He's calling in.
Like a real break this time. And when we come back, we'll have Nate W., and
Tales of Saddle Drive.
Yeah. He actually wrestled a bear there.
Yes. In some ways. Back after this.
The Black Ribbon Bike Hour loves local bands. It's not just because we can't afford licensed music. We want to throw you all our support because we think it's cool. So check this one out by The Gold Web. This track is called Blacked Out.
Sometimes I say what's on my mind, and it's usually true.
There's the quote of the day, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back.
Norm with the brutal truth. See,
and then I think about it. Fuck, did I say that?
The truth without kindness can be cruel or something like that. There's an old saying.
Brutally honest is what it is.
So, Evan just told us that Byron thought he was calling in to talk about why he likes
to race.
Why
he likes to race.
Well, yeah.
Well, we were calling him.
And we just...
Good thing
he called us.
And we just flipped the script on him totally.
Sideways.
And then I told him he was a bad guest.
Yeah. That was pretty harsh.
And then I cut him off when he said he wasn't coming to Gnome Fest because he had to work the next week. Oh, my God.
Well,
work. I think hey, we all...
Is this an apology or is this some salt you want to throw in some wounds?
What's another four-letter word?
What is this segment called?
Fuck you.
I believe
we lost our listener.
I think we've all... Like, shot ourselves.
Hey, I've been the nice one this whole time, just so you know, Byron. Thank you for being a cool dude. I got no fucking dog.
Yeah,
in
and
this
Norm
fight.
Was even nice to Byron, nicer than I was.
I was pretty speechless.
I think maybe,
trying to find where we were.
I know. Welcome to my world. This is Evan's first show. He's the executive director.
And it's
show seven.
Crashing and burning.
He's a pretty young BBR member, too, though. That's the incredible thing about that.
Age is no excuse.
No, but you just fit right in like you knew where we were going.
I know. It's like the FBI put him in here.
Like, wait a minute. Yeah. Right? It's like, where the fuck did you come from?
Okay.
Do I need to answer this question? Hey, I just fucking moved here. And I ride bikes. You can all go fuck yourselves.
And you know there's a bad side of him.
I'm fucking out of here.
There's definitely a bad side of him, but he's always freaking nice to me. And like...
The cheese is warm.
I don't want to see that other guy.
Poppy, the cheese is warm. Get me out of here.
Oh, did you fart?
No, Lord. The fucking doors are going to be getting kicked in a moment by my buddies in blue. Because you're... I don't know what I'm doing.
Do you think your cover's blown?
I don't have any blue.
It's gone. It's fried.
That had to... The dudes upstairs had to be like, damn, he's executive director of the show this
Dude,
week.
You hear that? The door just knocked. You're fucked.
I am saved. Get me out of here. Hey, who's got a working phone? Dial this number, please.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Are we supposed to answer that?
No, that's just Norm fucking with you.
That's just me fucking with you.
God,
that's what I do.
All right, I'm dialing up our next guest.
Uh-oh. Is it guest? Oh, is it?
We're going to try to roll right into this so I don't have to edit the shit later. I'm a busy guy.
I like to roll.
Desert Dispatch with Nate W. Number two.
Everybody.
Oh.
Slap your tentacles together. Light a book of matches. Punch a Nazi in the face. And welcome to the show.
Oh, Jesus.
The Lizard King.
You say that out loud.
Yes.
Okay.
If he answers. See if he answers his phone.
That's your phone.
Hello.
Yes. Nate.
You're in there.
Hey.
You're on the interwebs in 3 days.
Welcome to the show, Nate W.
Welcome to Friday.
Thank you. I was cooking a steak. I forgot about it.
Sweet. Is that what they call it out there?
So, Nate, how's it going? This is Gomez, by the way.
How's it going, Gomez? We've met now.
I know. So, I feel like you probably think I'm like the hugest pussy because I went to bed at like 9:30 every night.
Well, he just turned 50.
Drunk your heart, though, man.
But I wanted to read to you some of the texts that you sent me.
We're on the air.
From that you might have sent me during the saddle drive event.
Yeah.
Something about big dogs only, which I get that. You're the big dog.
Those t-shirts.
And you were drunk, and then you fought with a bear, and you lost all your stuff, but you found your stuff.
I didn't lose everything, no. I went swimming, and then, like, some of the
virginity?
Other folks from Arizona, just because of how Arizona operates, were walking around with fifths of liquor. And, yeah, I tried leaving. I don't even know what the fuck happened that night.
Yeah,
I told everybody I was going to...
Here it actually is. I found it. Lost everything I own. Fought this pussy beach bear. Jumped in Lake Tahoe a bunch. Found my shit. Bus home. Just big dogs. I was V-drunk, but those animals are nice. Everyone's afraid of everything stronger than itself.
Damn.
Holy shit.
That's fucking poetic, man.
Wow.
No wonder you're writing a book, motherfucker. That's some sweet shit. That was... For being blackout drunk.
I'm selling this text on eBay for like the opening
$100.
Opening bids. I got like a C note. Yeah.
So the story that I got of this whole situation was this was the first day after party of Saddle Drive, and they bus you into Lake Tahoe. I was going to go, but Nate and I were already fairly drunk, and it was like 10 o'clock, and there was like a line of 100 dudes about to get on a bus, and I'm like, oh man, decision time. I got to ride bikes tomorrow.
The cool thing about buses is that they take like 100 people.
Yeah, I know, but it was 100
dudes. That's the bad part about it.
I mean, I'm married and all, but still, you know, you still want to be a ratio socially acceptable.
Stop touching me.
Just to be, just the smell alone. So anyway, we, he cruises on, stop and the story is, yeah, you ordered a couple strong-ass drinks and got down and went swimming, and there was a bear on the beach, a literal real bear, harassing people.
It was an extra-sized bear, though.
Okay, yeah, they're big, like, out there. Shit, I ran into one last year. That's the weird part is you and I have both run into live ones. Fucking bears the past 2 years at Saddle Drive. So let that be a word of warning.
This is where Interbike is going to be next year.
Yeah, so how many more people are going to get attacked? Somebody's going to get mauled and killed and eaten.
Little Asian next year.
And anyway, at any rate, you've harassed the bear enough to have him leave you alone and
drive.
Time to find your clothes and make it back safely. So, hoorah,
no,
my friend.
The dude from Arizona was like standing in front of the bus so I could get on it.
Oh, like stop the bus.
Definitely trying to leave me.
Wow. Well, that's, you know, good times, man. And then the next day, we ran into those guys in the gondola that recalled, like, a story of you doing a scorpion face dive off of some stairs, and you're like, I did? And, yeah! That's awesome.
Shit, you saw that.
That happened.
But, you know.
I didn't even know about that either.
Hey, Nate. Respect the embargo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can't talk about any secrets that we saw at Saddle Drive.
I didn't take any pictures.
What, there's oil?
There's oil.
It's the oil embargo, man.
I'm like an
embargo on.
I thought he went to Arizona, not the desert.
But, yeah, we had some yucks out there. There was some great riding. To recap, I mean, this place is at North Star in near Truckee, California. And you can go there, general public, anytime you want, and stay in a cool-ass cabin and ride gondola mountain bikes down this awesome screaming downhill lines. And, man, good stuff out there up in Cali and Bearland.
All I know is
Truckee
that
has
some of the stuff I saw is embargoed.
Well, Truckee, California has usually the lowest lows during the summer.
Really?
It's amazing.
Like,
yeah.
It gets cold.
And then the heat is like 5 miles away.
Mm.
You know, like,
right.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm in Reno.
You know,
yeah.
You know what's pretty cool? How cool the people at North Star actually were, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude.
I was only buying Swishers and shots of whiskey from that little store. And that lady was seriously
that's all you
like,
need.
You're pretty fucked up, aren't you? And I was like, duh.
What? No, No, I'm just cheap.
Well, as soon as I got there, I roll off of the bus and I run into you, and you walk me right into that liquor store and stick two of those little bottles in my hand and proceed to make me drink them. And then like I'm already schnockered by 6 o'clock.
And they were 5 hour energy.
But hey, it was vacation, so one is due.
Oh yeah,
it was good times.
There's no dad like a vacation dad.
Who's your daddy?
Good point. So let's talk about some of the cool things we can talk about and see what part or thing got you excited, Gomez. Anything you would immediately put on your bike? Like, I found something I put on my bike.
Really?
Yeah, but you go first.
I see your bike.
You know, I can't talk about the thing that I am the most excited about.
Just give me an expression.
But the one thing that I can talk about is
like a Middle Eastern shoplifter.
I'll burn my eyes out. The Mukluk, and that I would like to spend a few months on that bike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that really is the only thing that I can talk about. You know, there was a 29 plus bike from can't talk about that either.
Oh jeez.
Oh, it's there was the internet.
And then respect the embargo, Gomez. I can't stop.
Let's just skip this part and we'll go to my answer.
You guys have got to give our listeners something about Saddle Drive.
All right.
That was fucking cool. Okay. Give me something. I didn't get to go.
Bear Grease is now that truck wheel size.
Yeah.
27.5 by 4.
Well, that was on name.
Salsa is making a sniper rifle.
Like a nerf?
And I need that for what?
It's embargoed right now.
Of course it is.
That's true. We can't lie about
that.
Items
and that just got us on the government.
Yeah. So disinformation is never embargoed.
Right. As long as it's a blatant lie.
Well, you
lie.
Could say, like, I liked everything I seen.
You know what would be cool is salsa.
Yeah, pineapple, mango.
Yeah. All the fruity flavors.
Oh, damn.
What if you could... Mamacita? What if you could just tell anybody anything and then embargo it? Like...
Oh yeah. Like, well, I think you have to tell them that it's embargoed up front and be like, "I'm going to tell you this, but it's embargoed until." And sometimes they tell you it's embargoed until a date to be announced. Mm. So they're just like giving you a life secret.
Wow.
Is it like you have to sign something, or is this just verbal?
Well, I already saw the.
We signed something.
You guys actually had to sign something before you got to even see anything.
I know I did.
Well, I didn't sign anything.
I don't know. I don't read anything before
I signed.
Okay, hey, don't talk over each other, ladies and gentlemen.
We can't tell Norm.
Stop signing.
Everybody has new road bikes.
Road bikes.
I saw, came home and put on my bike that I thought was really cool, Nate, you were actually there, was Wolftooth B-Rad cage mount, which is this little metal piece of machined metal. And it's slotted, and it fits on your water bottle bosses so that you can position a cage and slide it up and down on your bike as need be. But the really cool part is you can also add these little double barrel attachments and run two bottles side by side, kind of at a 45 degree angle, and also slide that up or down a placement on your bike, and even add an inner tube holder attachment. And I put them on the fat bike, and in the all the way down position, they do not rub against the pedals or the cranks with two full bottles.
I mean, even when were you like just test riding, or were you kind of like putting it down?
No, I mean, you know, riding like you would ride a normal bike. I mean, if it bothered you, you could kind of slide them up a little bit more, but no, they ran perfectly fine in that position.
Nice.
And you know,
that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like a tire nerd too, so I was pretty stoked on the few of the Maxxis announcements.
I
go through like a pair of tire a month in the desert.
Oh man.
Like I'm always looking for something cooler or fun or weird, and they've got some 2.6 29er shit coming out that'll make me actually ride my old 29er wheel set and whatnot.
Yeah, 2.6 does seem to be gaining some traction, no pun intended.
2.9 like 3.0 rolls to it rolls like a fat bike a little more. I think
well
that 2.6 will ride more like a cliff.
You describe things in sound effects very effectively.
I have 2.6 Bobby Nicks I like.
So I don't know, Nate. This is Evan. How you doing, buddy? I don't know what your ride is. What are you riding at back home? Like, I don't know what you're.
Right now, for mountain bike, I've just got a Surly Ogre that I'm Swiss Army knifing into every need for.
Nice.
Oh yeah, Nate's hardcore. Dude. He has a ride suspension.
I didn't know.
Rides off to rocky Arizona on a fucking ogre and like, yeah, kills it.
I forgot to ask the last time we chatted. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
no,
it's that's how I recognize people.
I think I'm gonna get a full suspension.
Oh my god.
Yeah, hey man, it's, you know, you should have a little bit of everything.
You should.
You're in the bike industry. Explore your bike sexuality, as they say, in the desert.
Respect the embargo, man.
Respect the embargoed bike porno.
So the only thing we get to hear about, listener, is a water bottle holder.
Okay. Yes.
Here's
what else you can do. Wait.
It was pretty badass.
Wait.
We sell cans at Ordinary, and they also have a new embargo system.
There's an embargo system.
Okay, so...
Embargoes are very 2018.
Imagine you have a full suspension bike that you can barely fit a fucking bottle in for shit because they stuck the fucking shock right down there. And what you can also do is just kick off one bottle off to the side like a fucking gangster and fit as big of a fucking bottle as you want on that Santa Cruz Hightower.
Yeah.
You know, which would not normally be normal. Oh, and I'll give them props for another cool thing they're coming out with, which are bling kits, which is your top cap, your spacers, your 4 water bottle bolts, and your 4 crank bolts all in one anodized color.
So I can get it to match my RC car?
Yeah, man.
They've started anodizing stuff like BMX did.
Anodizing is back, bro. Purple spandex and fucking
just
Oakley
keep
blades.
Keep it in the dark.
Let's do this. Yes.
Just keep it in the dark.
What? I don't like anodizing? I saw anodizing on your bike, Norm.
You gotta keep it in the dark so it don't fade.
Oh, well.
Like a root cellar, like the studio we're in right now.
Yeah.
Which is why I get no phone service.
All right, so this train wreck of a show. Gentlemen, where are we going?
Hold on.
It's all my fault, everybody.
Everybody just hold on.
Sorry.
Evan, believe me, this is gonna edit into a freaking masterpiece.
A masterpiece, that's right. Chris, you are
Mona
fucking
Lisa. Of
hey,
shows.
Nate, are you still there? Nate, are you still with us?
Everything I wrote.
Nate, I'm Norm. How you doing? We never got introduced. That's right, so fucking rude that people
okay,
are in this.
All right, stop. Back off the show. Norm is mad because we didn't introduce him properly to Nate, even though you've never met. But that's cool. So now you're gonna meet.
Who knows?
Well, you maybe. It's possible.
Norm has worked at 86 bike shops.
That's right. So, Nate, meet Gnorm. Gnorm, Nate. And
Nate, how the hell are you?
Hey, I can barely hear
Nate.
Him.
Yeah, that's because basically our phone system is Gomez's phone sitting on a couch across the room from most of the guests.
Oh, I'm supposed to talk over there. I don't know.
You
just
gotta project.
Where I'm supposed to talk.
Just project if you talk into the Nate phone.
When I be honest, I usually talk right in your face.
This is a true statement, ladies and gentlemen. All right, some more questions for Nate before we move on.
Nate, how does it feel to French kiss a bar?
Oh, boy.
A bar?
A bar! That pussy beach
so,
bear.
I mean, I don't know.
So
I've never French kissed a bear.
All right.
Try it, but remember to run fast after.
I mean, you never made moves.
Didn't wink at you.
I was trying to throw you eyes at saddle drive. You never responded.
You tell me you didn't turn around and wink at that bear and ran?
We were in a hot tub and everything, Gomez. You had your chance.
You know what it's like to feel more alone than I already do?
Yes.
Sorry, Nate. Maybe next saddle drive, or if we, you know, if our paths cross at Frost Bike.
Ooh,
I would love to go to Frost Bike this year.
You should go there.
I've never been to Frost Bike, and I think it's because we have no relevance to it in Arizona.
Yeah, well, relevance is overrated. You know, you've never ridden a bike until you've done it at 8 degrees below zero.
God, that sounds so bad. Like, I would just...
But dude, yeah, it would totally suck for somebody that's like, oh, I'm used to it being like 114 a day. That's a lot of right. That's a lot of numbers between there and you know there.
What's up?
All right, yeah, so, it was so cool. It was like 114 for like 3 weeks before I left for that whole trip before Saddle Drive, and then got back and it had rained like every day since I've been gone, and like the desert like looks like the hills of Ireland right now.
Oh,
like,
really?
So cool. Green and fucking everything has water flowing off of it. We've just been riding like cross bikes out to waterfalls and swimming.
Nice.
Been pretty romantic.
Yeah, even Saddle Drive looked different for sure. It was a lot greener from the previous year, so you could tell the water difference. It was cool.
But how was the eclipse? How was the eclipse down there?
Probably wasn't shit.
I just wondered. I mean, it looked stupid.
It wasn't shit in Illinois. Even.
You know, that's exactly what it looked like here.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's because the world's flat and the eclipse is fake.
Was that fake news?
It was all done.
It was just sell sunglasses.
I mean, but how about our president looking at it, though? Did anybody
that
see
was awesome.
That photo?
Straight up look like, don't look at the sun. Like, what?
$50 says the Trump kid picks his nose.
All right, and with that...
Donald Trump is in Arizona right now.
Oh, that's right. You're in the middle of the rally and all that good stuff.
You know, Trump paid like $100 for his glasses.
Can we edit any mention of...
that person?
That thing.
I'm going to go to... I don't know if you watched last week's episode of Game of Thrones, but I'm going to go do what the dragon did. Dr. Karras!
All right, so he's going to go with a bottle of Everclear and a lighter, and he's going to have a good night. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Desert Dispatch with Nate W., and we are
our
gonna...
first repeat guest.
Yes. Has he?
Damn!
Are you sure? Oh, for our show?
Nate?
Well, probably.
Where'd you go, older. Nate? Yeah!
Well, we discussed making this a regular, you know, segment, so every once in a while
our
we'll drop in.
Our first multi, return segment! Yeah!
Yeah! Ha!
See you guys next month!
All right. Later, Nate.
I've gotta go. I was cooking some steak and some bacon.
Oh, yeah, that's probably burning by now. Yeah, get back to your scalding
like
pans.
4 minutes one blackened. Side, 3 minutes on the other. You're fucked.
Blackened bike ribbon steak.
Well, just, you know what? Smother it in ketchup and you'll be fine. This has been the Black Ribbon Radio Hour.
The Black Ribbon Steak Hour.
I used to suffer from saddle sores, night sweats, the mild syphilis, locked jaw, itching nipples, bleeding bunions, gypsy curses, alien abduction, a restraining order, and frequent urination. And my friend Jarvis suggested I try Black Ribbon Cherry Flavored Date Lube. It changed my life!
Black Label Cherry Flavored Syrup has been found to reduce all symptoms in every medical condition and situation possible, simply by eliminating your body's natural ability to function.
I was embarrassed by my giant forehead goiter and webbed feet. All it took was one bottle of Black Label Cherry Flavored Syrup. It changed my life.
Black Label Cherry Flavored Syrup may not work for everyone. Do not use BLCFS if you have fungal infections in your crotch or eyebrows. People with normal brain activity should not use Black Label Cherry Flavored Syrup. Seek medical help immediately if you have an erection.
Black Label is a line bender. Thanks to the Black Label Cherry Flavored, I'm no longer considered a burden to health insurance and big pharmaceuticals people.
Some users have reported side effects. These include unsuccessful suicide, unwanted body hair, uncontrollable sneezing, rash, diarrhea, blindness in one eye, stroke, tone deafness, loss of fingernails, gas, severe mood swings, night vision, hallucinations, partial paralysis, vertigo, and thick, creamy earwax. Some people have reported symptoms of severe abdominal pain, followed by sudden bursts of flames emitted from the anus. Consult your local fire department if these conditions persist, and they may be permanent.
I'm an actor in a lab coat. Do not use Black Label Cherry Flavored Syrup if you are nursing, no a nurse, or nursing a hangover. Do not take Black Label syrups if you're allergic to any of the ingredients or have been diagnosed with a low tolerance for industrial dance music. Consult your doctor or, better yet, your Facebook friends about Black Label Cherry Flavored Syrup. Do not talk to your family. Do not talk to the Oracle. Instead, call this beeper number at 5555 beep.
It Changed My Life is a registered trademark of the Secret New World Order. You're listening to the Black Ribbon Bike Hour on Fat Bike Radio.
Black Ribbon Liquor Cabinet. Let's go and see what Mom and Dad have in the bottles tonight. And we'll fill them up with a little bit of water so they don't think we drink anything.
So true. So true.
Welcome.
Forget all that first part of the show, because we were all fucked up and stuff.
Oh, it's going to be so much better now.
Yeah,
now
we're going to drinky drank.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why the fuck we don't start with this segment of the show. Because usually by the time we get here, we're fucking hammered. But we have arrived at my favorite part of the show.
Fucking, we had tacos, and we had pizza, and beers, and...
Yeah, mildly hammered.
Let's go for a ride now.
And now, we're going to have some sort of alcoozy.
Bong hits. God damn it.
Allegedly.
All right, fuck yeah, liquor cabinet time. Well, tonight I've brought with my favorite wintertime whiskey. It's Knob Creek's Maple, which warms my soul and my appendages. So, let me walk over here.
Just in time for late August. Let's do this.
Oh.
There's real tree blood in every dram of this whiskey.
It's gonna taste like pancakes and goodness.
You like give somebody a whopper.
I'll take that. There you go.
I have some history for you guys.
Okay.
By the way.
Lay it on us after a...
Well, wait a minute, because we should be doing this while we do this.
All right.
John Lee Hooker was born on this day in 1912.
All right, let's drink to
August 22nd.
To 1912.
John Lee Hooker, boom, boom, boom.
And it is,
it is pancake.
Like pancakes, and I love pancakes and maple syrup. It's fantastic.
Oh, my God, I forgot about the pancake syrup.
Man.
We did a ride one day.
It does have a delicious aftertaste, I will say. It's like, man, I'm sitting at the IHOP and it's late
it's
at night.
Coming back, it's
very
it's still
flask.
Hit, yeah.
I just
worthy.
Burped up a bunch of whiskey into my pancakes.
it's perfect,
you know,
for dirt
church. It tastes pretty good.
Hey, wasn't bad the second time.
I'm having unsweetened iced tea made
from
like
the butter?
Tears
no.
of gnome.
More syrup.
Ah, some gherkin on me!
Fuck.
Knob Creek Bridge.
So that was our liquor segment. We drank.
We shouldn't have
some maple syrup.
Were we supposed to talk about stuff during the?
What do you want to talk about during our liquor?
The liquor fied
experience
during that ride.
Didn't we have talking points?
Well, we were gonna communication. We were gonna talk about what do we drink if we're not drinking.
Oh yeah, what do we drink if we're not drinking?
It was like once upon a time.
But clearly we are.
Ever after.
All right, I call this show to order.
And Chris has got papers, man.
Let's
Where's
talk
your
about
fucking hammer.
Let's talk about
Where's your fucking
I'm laying the hammer down.
Pedal wrench.
he's laying the putting the hammer down and belching up maple pancake whiskey booze.
Dude, I'd rather get hit by a sledgehammer than a pedal wrench.
It's a good day to be alive. Anyway, we'll talk about Nomez's birthday ride.
Oh, yeah.
We had a good time on last Sunday, pedaled around on some soft-ass frickin' sand like we talked about, and threw a little bit of a birthday party with some cake, officially, as Zion Cycler.
We should cake the fuck out of that.
We should throw up a singing you a happy birthday on the show notes, maybe,
that
so
caffeine
people can experience the magic.
6 hours.
I missed the sheet cake. Did you guys get the Rice Krispie treats?
Yes.
The sheet cake had like 900 grams of sugar.
Mother-in-law.
I know.
It was like
I had a piece of cake, and then we went out and rode, and I was like,
"Shit, it's soft."
This is kind of making my tummy feel kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, probably wasn't the best
Next
idea.
Up, he's got the dragster tire. You know how they flex and they just kind of And you could see the ripples in the...
I had that rear tire down to between 2 and 3 PSI.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Testament to fat bikes right there. That. You can go down so low.
I know.
And ride on the worst conditions that are like the hardest on your legs. But it's fun, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I had a good time.
I did too. You know, we didn't go super long because it was kind of brutal, but it was good times.
And, long enough.
Yeah.
For that
that's
day.
That's a good little for distance for a group ride, though. We just, you know, starting from the shop and heading down all the way to the Dead River and back. It seems to suit most people.
I mean, you guys were back to the shop before I just loaded up.
That was almost kind of like riding in a fresh snow, and you're like, you're pedaling 900 miles an hour for like 2 miles.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And you're tired at the end.
Yeah.
You know? Because you're going like that, you know, you're just pedaling your butt off.
And then we had a little after soiree at my place, and it was like kid insanity in the pool. That was kind of fun to witness.
Yep. Dogs, kids,
man,
pool action.
Super summer barbecue action. Liked it.
Yeah, was a very happy birthday for me. It was too cool to see my friends and go for a cool ride.
Welcome back around the sun, my friend.
Love you, love you.
And I think you should do some readings from the Holy Book of the Intelligentsia. This is something that our sponsors at Surly publish and put out to better the world and make us dumbasses super smart.
I talked to Joel Wensen, who writes the Intelligencer up there in Minneapolis. I saw him there at Saddle Drive. I said, Joel, you should record some readings from that thing, but you know, he has to make this from thin air and a bunch of dead trees, which is no small task for a young wizard like Yule. So I'll just read,
especially when it rains so much.
Fuck yeah. So my reading from the Intelligencer is from the back here. They have little ads. It's a free book, hamsters. What are they really? Where do they come from? No one knows until now. Become an expert. Readings from the Intelligencer.
Nice.
So there's probably more, but you know, there's a lot of words. You should probably pick one of these up at your friendly Surly bicycle retailer. I know that I like to go to a little place that is called Zion Cyclery. Zion Cyclery.
We have an ad.
Do you want Amazon to control the universe? Do you sometimes think to yourself, man, Jeff Bezos could really use some more money? Maybe I should go online and totally order the wrong size part for my bike. Friends, your local shops are being squeezed into oblivion by these internet pirates who will stop at nothing in order to see my children starve to death. Yep, I'm gonna say it. Fuck you, Amazon! Visit ZionCyclery.com, or better yet, stop by with your bicycle and let one of our humans treat you like a king.
Yeah! Support that local bike shop. Norm's worked for 67 of them.
That was 84.
Where did you buy this again?
All 52 states.
So by the like 7 degrees of separation, Norm probably knows every one of our
Norm's
listeners.
Probably worked on your bike.
Right. And Amazon's not going to work on your bike, but Norm will.
And ridden with...
Mm-hmm.
Tolmec.
Next up, bicycle racing.
The Beulah Boogie. What?
Beulah Boogie. Beulah Boogie.
Dude, there's a bug crawling on your computer.
Oh, it's the funk bug.
It's okay. He don't eat much.
He's just here to get funky.
Are you sure you're not fucked up?
Gonna talk about the Beulah Boogie. The funk bug. Funk bug.
Frog.
Yeah.
No other race has a funk bug. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do this in Zion, Illinois. And Evans raced it.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. I came in dead last. Everybody was cleaning up. Chris was trying to get me to cheat the whole fucking time. My wife was giving me beer hand-ups, which was fan-fucking-tastic. I had a great time. And if I can repeat what I did last year, then I win. So
I was thinking we should have some sort of prize and award for the person who comes in last. Like, it should be an actual feat like, you know... 8 hours later, like, you and some guy are just like, screw you, man.
Shit.
I'll go super slow.
I win for the fucking fun. That was great. There were jumps on the fucking race line. What other race are you going to get to fucking hit some little kickers?
I kept on turning around and doing it again and again.
It was great. There was nice. Everybody was cool. The spectators were awesome. You had guys throughout the course, like near the jump line, that were watching you, cheering you on. And they got to know me because I was crawling by them at that time. But I was still woohooing every fucking corner. I loved it. Oh, there's that bug.
So this year we've got some new stuff we're trying to add to the course and make it even a little bit funkier and gnarlier.
Nice.
This takes place in Zion, Illinois, our shop's hometown, my personal hometown, and it's in the backwoods that we used to play laser tag and as kids and get the cops called on us.
We all live.
It's a month away, right?
So yeah, September 24th, it's a Sunday. Racing will start at 10 a.m. and BeulahBoogie.com to get pre-register to get more information. More information will be coming up soon, and we'll get all that registering happening soon.
Are you guys doing a 30 miler? I mean,
yeah, so there's a short course option and a long course. Novice, and maybe even thinking about doing a kids race too. So
strider bike race.
Maybe not that far level of a kid, but a kid that can handle a little bit of mountain biking. Maybe a
short course for the kids,
14 and under or something like that. I don't know. We'll figure that out in the future. But it's coming around. It's going to be cool. I got some money from the city to promote it. So whoop whoop.
Hell yeah.
Let's spend some taxpayer dollars.
I am fine. Ride your bike.
God, even after all those comments you're making, was it on show 5?
They don't listen to this show. There's only like 10 people that listen to this show.
It is a good thing.
Not true. 11.
Well, not after this show.
It's basically Tony Grande.
We lost half of
Kyle
them.
Brown. So shout outs. Whoop whoop.
Our show this evening has been brought to you by the bikes, parts, and the obvious level of chaos.
Liquor.
SurlyBikes.com is where you're going to learn all about all the stuff that we were supposed to talk about, but we forgot. The Black Ribbon Bike Hour is made possible with support from the Bangladesh Knife Throwing Association, Flying Tigers, Local 336.
You have been listening to the Black Ribbon Bike Hour. You should stop now before you develop a habit like mushrooms in your tea.
Corporate funding for today's program was provided by secret third-party weapons contractors and Arby's. They have the meat.
Send your questions and / suggestions to bikeblackribbon@gmail.com/://
Arby's good liquor is bottomless and down pleasant. Sassy liquor.
My colon
is so sassy.
My colon.
Oh man, we're gonna get so many fucking emails after today's show.
So sassy.
Servant of your ass, now you're the orchard that's walking. You're be sitting with you with the evil scandals.